Clavidon eventually stopped at a stout wooden door and opened the latch. They stepped into a pitch-dark space. This was once the chapel of Benedict XII, the pope who conceived and built most of the old palace. This and the room above were converted into archives, 4 kilometers of shelving, Clavidon said.
But you know where to look? Malone asked.
I hope so.
Clavidon plunged ahead. Malone and Stephanie waited until a lamp came on 50 feet inside.
Over here, Clavidon called out.
Malone closed the hall door and wondered how the woman was going to gain her entrance unnoticed. He led the way and found Clavidon standing next to a reading table.
Lucky for history, Clavidon said. All the palace's artifacts were inventoried early in the 18th century. Then, in the late 19th century, photographs and drawings were made of what survived the revolution. Lars and I both became familiar with this collection. Around us are the palace inventories. Why don't you sit and let me see if I can find what we want?
He produced a flashlight from his pocket. Malone slid out a chair, as did Stephanie. Clavidon disappeared into the darkness. They sat, and Malone could hear rummaging, the flashlight beam dancing across the vault overhead. Clavidon returned from the darkness and dropped a musty folder on the table, within a few feet of where Mark said it was.
How did Mark find it? Stephanie asked.
At the university in Toulouse, he came across some information on the Avignon archives. He linked the clues together, and here we have the answer.
Malone spread the contents out across the table.
What are we looking for?
I've never seen the painting. We can only hope it's identified.
They started sifting through images.
There,
Clavidon said, excitement in his voice.
Malone focused on one of the lithographs, a black and white drawing, time-tinged, edges frayed. A handwritten notation across the top read Don Miguel de Manara, reading the rules of the Caridad. The image was of an older man seated at a table, wearing a religious habit. An elaborate emblem was stitched to one sleeve from elbow to shoulder. His left hand touched a book propped upright, and his right hand was extended, palm up, motioning across an elaborately clothed desk to a little man in a monk's robe, perched on a low stool with fingers to his lips, signaling quiet. An open book lay in the little man's lap. The floor, which extended from one side to the other, was a checkerboard arrangement, like a chessboard, and writing appeared on the stool where the little man sat. It read, Acabose, followed by an A with a small O above it and to the right, then Day 1687.
Most curious, Clavidon muttered. Look here,